You're coming off a win over the weekend, a series win. You broke the ACC slide. You got the series win over the weekend. You had a win earlier in the week. How are you feeling about your team now compared to maybe a week ago as you go into the tournament?
Well, we had a good week. I mean, we had a 3-1 week. We went down to Coastal Carolina on the road and played a good baseball game. Won there, came home, and had our final weekend series of the year against Wake Forest, and won 2 out of 3. The first two games were really exciting. You know, one-run games in both of those, and then game 3 got away from us. But we were fortunate to be able to finish the week at 3-1, and hopefully, going into tomorrow, we've got some good momentum going into the ACC tournament, playing Boston College. They've got a young man who's one of the most talented freshmen in our league, in Mason Pelio, right-handed pitcher, starting for them. So that's going to present a very unique challenge for us tomorrow. But that being said, we're very excited to be in the position that we're in. We kick off the ACC tournament. Not only am I the leadoff hitter for you guys tonight, but we're leading off the ACC tournament tomorrow. So, all in all, it's an exciting week. We're actually taking the team. We're on the bus right now, heading to take the team for a team meal, and then we'll try to get some rest and get ready for an early morning of preparation for 11 o'clock baseball game.
You know, I was wondering about this. It's funny in baseball. You know, it's a long season. You have your ups and your downs, and sometimes something very small changes things for you. And I'm just wondering, and I know it's a very small sample since this happened, but after you guys lost a series at NC State, you went down early to the beach, and it looks like you gave your guys a day off just to have some fun and frivolity on the beach and at the rides and just go out and have a good time and maybe forget about baseball and maybe take some of the pressure off. Do you think in some way that day off might have rejuvenated your guys and is going to somehow benefit you here as you go into postseason play?
I thought it did, again, because it was just so drastically different than our normal routine schedule. When we go on the road, we actually, again, we stayed on the beach, stayed in some beach houses, and we had a nice cookout for the team. We took them to a Grand Prix and, you know, let them drive the carts, and that was a lot of fun. Coaches involved. We all had a really good time. I think more than anything, it just got us away from baseball for a day. And let them be kids and let them enjoy each other and the fellowship of being on a team together. And I thought it was a nice break for us and kind of rejuvenated us. And I felt like our energy level in that Tuesday night game against Coastal was really good and wound up winning that game. And so, yeah, I do. I think you're right. I think that, that it did rejuvenate us a little bit. I think just – again, now we're everybody's, 0-0. You know, nobody's got a batting average. Nobody's got an ERA. We're in the postseason now. So it's a new season for everybody. Every team that's in a conference tournament, some folks are in a position where they have to win their conference tournament to get into the NCAA postseason. Other folks are trying to position themselves to get into the NCAA tournament or to solidify hosting a regional. So everybody's got their motives when it comes to a conference tournament, but it's a new season, and that's kind of going to be the message to our guys tonight. Once we get done with our team meal, I'll talk to the team and just reemphasize to them that this is a new season and that, we need to be ready to go because, tomorrow's is a big day for us.
Quick reminder to you and a suggestion. Next time you need beach housing, we suggest you call James Smith Realty.
Absolutely.
Down at Pawleys Island. Even though he's a big gamecock, he'll take good care of you.
All right. Okay, I'll keep that in mind, Phil.
All right. Monty, I've got a question for you about the format of the ACC tournament. Are you a fan of that, or do you kind of feel like you wish it was just a double elimination tournament?
Ah, geez, that's a good question. I've been a part of all of it now. I've been a part of the pool play. I've been a part of an eight-team double elimination tournament. I've been a part of a six-team double elimination tournament. So I've been a part of a couple different formats. I like our format. I think that the one thing I like about it is it does protect pitchers a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
The one thing you have to look at when you're looking at conference tournaments is just it's absolutely it's brutal on a pitching staff if you happen to lose a game just because you're pitching guys on short rest, you're starting guys on short rest. I mean, even in game ones for a lot of folks, I mean, they're going to be starting guys on 4 days rest. They're college pitchers don't start on 4 days rest the whole season, and now coaches are even forced to start their guys on 4 days rest. A lot of guys will be fine doing that because they're physically strong enough to do it, but it's not the norm.
Mm-hmm.
So to me, the one thing I like about full play is we know we're playing on Tuesday, we know we're playing on Thursday, and it gives our guys an opportunity to bounce back and have a day off if we throw some guys out of the bullpen. It also allows us to decide in that Thursday game who we want to start, and we're able to have guys on full rest. So I think from a safety standpoint of the student athletes, it is better. It's the thing about full play that sometimes can become a little frustrating is sometimes what happens around you determines if you're going to advance. That's the hard part. Whereas obviously in the double elimination tournament, you kind of control your own destiny a little bit more. So I think there's pluses and minuses to both of them. But ultimately we have what we have, and we kind of embrace it and run with it.
Talking to Monty Lee, Clemson baseball coach. We'll have at 7:05 Gary Gilmore from Coastal Carolina. At 7:30 tonight, USC's Mark Kingston, as we get you ready for the college baseball tournaments involving teams around the state. Baseball mayhem here in the state of South Carolina. So you took 2 out of 3 from Boston College earlier in the year. And as you mentioned at the outset, in your opinion, they're a quality team and capable of beating anybody anytime. I know that, it's a Northeastern team. They have a hard time early in the year getting games played, spend a lot of time on the road early in the year. But you look at their numbers, and, I mean, a team batting average of .289 is nothing to sneeze at. They play pretty good defense. And something else that jumps out at me, 91 stolen bases. So you got to keep these guys off the base paths.
Well, that's a big part of tomorrow for us. We got to control the running game, and we got to limit the leadoff guy getting on base. I think that's a big key, is getting leadoff outs. Teams that like to run that don't have a lot of power, that's what they do. They're going to manufacture runs, and you manufacture runs with no outs, with runners on first, runners on first and second. So whether it's a bunt, whether it's a hit and run, whether it's a stolen base, if you can limit the leadoff out or the leadoff guy getting on base, then you can shut the run game down a little bit more, but that also means we got to be quick to the plate with runners on base. We got to vary our looks. We got to pick more. We got to try to slow down teams that like to run. So that's going to be a big key for us. They're a contact-oriented team. You look at their total strikeout numbers, they're only in like the upper 300s on the season, so they don't strike out a lot. They're a high-contact team. And, yes, they do like to run. So they don't have a lot of power. I think they've hit 28 home runs on the season, but it's a team that again, you got to play good defense. You got to control the running game, and hopefully we're going to be able to do that tomorrow.
All right, mm-hmm. And what are your pitching plans, and do you know who they will throw?
Yeah, they're going to throw Pelio again. Mason Pelio is a true freshman. He's on the all-freshman team. He's one of the best starters in our league. He's really tough. We're going to throw Travis Marr. Did not feel like Matt Clark, who threw on Thursday night against Wake Forest, for us on 4 days rest, would be ready. Matt has had surgery in the past, and we feel like it's in his best interest to keep him on full rest for safety reasons and health reasons. So we're not going to push that and start him on short rest. So we're going to go with the older guy, and Travis Marr is a strike thrower. You look at his numbers, he gives up about a hit an inning, a strikeout an inning, and he doesn't walk anybody. We felt like that was the right fit for us. Go with an older guy to strike throw. And it could be a bullpen-oriented day for us. It could be, hopefully Mark can get us fairly deep into the game. But if he can give us 3 or 4 innings, we've got a number of guys that are on full rest that we'll be able to run in there behind him. So hopefully if we can get through game one there, that'll kind of set us up to be able to go to Clark on Thursday. We could even throw Hennessy, if needed, out of the bullpen, and heck, we could even pitch Sharp.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll play it. We'll play it by ear once we get to Thursday. But we'll have everybody ready out of the pen for tomorrow, and we'll start Mar.
Any injury situations from the everyday lineup?
No, we should have Michael Green back. He was out in game 3 against Wake Forest. Was a little bit banged up. Had a play in the field that he came in off the field. His back was fairly stiff after trying to dive for a ball early in the game in game 2. He was able to play in game 2 and played well, but when he woke up on Saturday. He was fairly stiff, so we actually had to give him the day off. But he looked good today. He took batting practice, ran around in the outfield. He should be ready to go for Tuesday. He was the only guy that was out of our lineup on game three on Saturday.
Monty, just quickly, if you would just talk a moment just quickly about the prospects that, say, if you win this tournament, would you expect to get a number two seed versus if you don't win the tournament, maybe possibly a three seed?
It's a good question. I would anticipate that, yes. I think when you look at our metrics right now, we're at, I think, 37 in the RPI as of today, and behind kind of the big five in our league for this year that have been pretty consistent. You know, Louisville's the top club in our league, Georgia Tech, Miami, and NC State. I would imagine those four teams are going to host. UNC is going to be a little bit on that bubble. It'll depend on how they do this week, but, you know, they're going to be a very strong number two and potentially could host, but I would say the first four would definitely host. I think we're right behind UNC in terms of metrics. I think we're the sixth team in our league, metrics-wise. We played the second hardest schedule in the ACC, and we're also 8-7 versus top 25 teams. So our metrics are pretty good. You know, and after us, you're looking at, you know, again, I think there's a number of teams in our league that are worthy of the discussion of getting in as well. You know, between Florida State has a very strong conference record. Their RPI is a little bit down. They're 17-13, and Virginia, Duke, and Wake are all in that mix as well. But I would anticipate if we're fortunate enough, if we can win this thing, we could wind up being a number two somewhere or number three. And quite honestly, I could care less.
Yeah.
it wouldn't matter. I could care less whether we're two or three or where we go. You know, big thing is we want to get in, and if we get in, we got a shot, and hopefully we can position ourselves to do that.
Very good.
Last thing, regardless of what happens, do you think you're in? Let's just say, you know, if you go unfortunately 0-2, you think you've done enough to be in regardless of what happens in Durham?
I think so. I think we're going to be in. Again, you know, when you're sitting at 37 in the RPI, we've been in the top 40 in the RPI, I believe, almost the whole season. And again, I think an 8-7 record versus the top 25 is pretty dang strong. And I think when you look at the bubble, you know, right now, just the bubble out there is very, very soft. But you just never know. Again, I think that's the thing. You never know what's going to happen. And you never know how this thing's going to shake out. But for me, I think we're in, and I think we deserve to be in the NCAA tournament. And, you know, hopefully we can go out tomorrow and win a ball game and continue to play well throughout this week and solidify it.